It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, generic opponent on YouTube and Twitch. Clint says, Tyler, just wanted to say that I finally finished Preacher on AMC, and I thought you were really, really good on that show.
I have heard that.
Damn.
And I've never seen the show, but...
Hey, boss. I looked up. I said, what the hell is he talking about? Whoever this Dominic Cooper fella
is.
Yeah,
I've heard this.
Tyler, this is... I mean, listen, I think you're a very... attractive young man. Now, this fella's got you beat a little bit, but I think maybe it's just because he's really kind of self pushed together. But I mean, this could be a cousin or a twin. Like there,
yeah, I've never.
You can see,
no
it.
Question,
can't you? There's a couple like this one right here, Clint. That is Tyler,
yeah.
Right there.
I've never seen a second of that show. It's Preacher, right? But
Dom Cooper.
Yeah, a few years ago, one of Wifey's coworkers, we were at some outing, and they randomly were like, oh my gosh, you look like the guy from Preacher.
Was it ladies
or guys?
They
were freaking out. It was a couple. It was a lady and a dude. And they were like, we've been watching it. Oh my gosh, you could be his twin.
You might want to have her. Megan might want to look out for that young lady. She might have been angling.
I've gotten that.
To get to you. Oh, Dom Cooper. Wow. That is.
I mean, how have you not gone and looked at it yet?
I have. I've Googled him. I just haven't seen the show.
I'm surprised you ain't watched the show yet, Chief.
I've heard it's a decent show, too, but I have heard that from multiple people. And back in the day when I had the long shaggy hair and I was a bit younger, I got a lot of, didn't like this one, got a lot of primetime Pau Gasol that was my doppelganger.
Don't have it. I ran into him in a club once in Memphis.
Really?
Hey, how'd that go for you?
I mean, it wasn't for me. It's him, man. That dude just tall as hell, man.
That's when you're so tall, there's no way you can anywhere without being noticed.
He had, we in a club. And, like, what is this? This got to be 2005, 6 or something. This is right into the throwback era.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I had a Ray Lewis Miami Hurricanes jersey on. I mean, this is I was strong at the throwback season. I was strong. I had about 10 good ones. Archie Griffin, that was one of my favorites. Ray Lewis, I had a bunch of them. But he was in there in slacks and a button-up shirt tucked in. Just tall as hell. No kind of dancing, just
When you Pau Gasol, you ain't got to try real hard.
Yeah, him and Mark was there. His brother, they're from.
Yeah.
His brother is from there. Obviously, he played in Memphis. So his brother played in high school in Memphis. But they just sit over there, just big as hell, big and tall as hell. Yeah. Good times for you. Well, good for you, man. There you go. Oh, Dom Cooper. There you go. I don't see Pau, but.
You'd have to have seen me when I was a teenager and I had some long shaggy hair going.
Well. Let's see. Well, maybe Sengun can kind of, you know, turn himself into a Pau Gasol type player over the next 10 years. If you missed it, Kelly Iko, The Athletic, reporting this and many others. First, we heard about it yesterday. Tyler came with breaking news that Jalen Green came to an agreement on a 3-year, $106 million extension. He'll get 33.5 in the first year of the deal, has a player option. But then later on, Alperen Sengun signed a 5-year, $185 million $1 million contract to remain with the Rockets. They spoke today. Both were happy that they were able to get the extensions done. And I said this to the people, and I'm wondering people's thoughts on there. Y'all good with this? Clint, Tyler, y'all good with this? Because when you make this commitment, Clint, you make the commitment, and this is where you're going to roll for a minute, right? There is no more thought of, all right, well, at least right now, no thought of we'll trade them and try to bring in somebody else. What? Nope, you have made the decision to go to these guys. And I get it. Robert Horry earlier said it's what he felt like that was the right thing for them to do. I will say this. I don't see one of these guys being the best player on a championship team. I don't see that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it was a bad decision to sign both of these guys. They still will be able to have the ability to maybe add one of this. Now, I do think these guys can be twos and threes on a championship team, and I think they've shown that. But I don't necessarily think they'd be the best player at this point right now. Hopefully I'm wrong. Maybe one of the young guys, who knows, maybe Reed Shepard turns into something more. And you know, Thompson and the other guys they have there.
Let's go, Rockets.
But overall, you're feeling on them making this commitment. You feel good about this commitment for the Rockets.
Well, I do, but I'm putting everything I have wholeheartedly in Ime Udoka agreeing to the deal. I mean,
if Silas was the coach, you'd have a different feel.
Yeah, I'd have a different feel about it. I'd feel like there's some pushing around being done. Like, I trust that Ime Udoka is one that signed off on this and feels like he can win with it. It feels like he can make it work. I think for me, I agree with you in terms of, you know, what level these guys are. I don't see the one of them being a one on championship caliber team. I agree. They're part of that three through seven or eight that we've been talking about for like, feels like 4 years now. But the question for me about these two is how well do they complement each other, and will they complement each other? And I'm not looking for an answer to that, obviously, but it's just, how does it all work together? And, you know, I'm trusting that Ime Udoka sees that Jalen Green has advanced his game and has developed to a point where, you know, he doesn't have to have the ball in his hands all the damn time, and he can play in a system kind of deal. And what does that look like? Can these two be complementary pieces in a system that works overall?
Yeah, and that's the big thing, too, with that. As you said, they both had what you could say, I don't know if it's breakout, but at least the best we've seen of them. But it came at the expense of the other, right? Like, now Jalen wasn't hurt, but it cleared. Like, it was a point where when Şengün was rolling, it was like, hey, man, maybe it just ain't going to work with Jalen. It's moved on. But then Jalen really turns it on when he gets hurt, and you're like, whoa. Even more, and Robert Horry said it. He has not reached his ceiling at all, and you started to see that more and more. You're like, well, this looks like a different player. Yeah.
I think you said it earlier. You brought up Jokic and Murray, and I think what's – and I mean, obviously those are similar, you know, big men, at least stylistically similar big men. But it's clear in that scenario that Murray is cool with playing Robin. Like, he's cool with being the two. Like, he's cool deferring to Jokic. And I wonder
Also because Jokic is a one that will defer.
Well, no question. But if you don't have that guy, you've got to play some style of offense. And I wonder what that's going to look like. And who becomes the guy that defers really is the question I'm asking. I don't know if it's Şengün. I'm not saying it should be one or the other. I'm just saying in that scenario, some similar skill sets, it's blatantly obvious that one of them defers and says, yes, sir, I'll get you the rock, you know, and...
Or understand, we know where this is going.
Sure, yeah, and I wonder what that looks like for the Rockets. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.